This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back on to this edition of the podcast. I am Brad Brown. It's so good to have you with us. If this is the first time you're joining us, welcome. Thank you for taking the time and taking a chance on us. I know there's a ton of other podcasts to listen to, lots of triathlon podcasts as well, and I appreciate you giving us a bash. Hopefully you'll stick around for a long, long time. Coming up on today's podcast, I catch up with Curtis Feltner, who doesn't come from a massive swimming background, and he'll tell you all about what he's done to improve his Ironman swim over his career. Before we get into that chat, though, big thanks to our sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for new wheels for your bike, your time trial bike, or your road bike, you will not be disappointed with the wheels that Wheel Science have got on offer. They've got some fantastic wheels starting at $799. And you can pretty much get the best of the best at a fraction of the price. If you want to go check them out, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. You can get all the details there and make sure you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off. Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to catch up with a returning guest, Curtis Feltner. Curtis, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me again.
Curtis, you're sort of the way you're taking part in the sport fascinates me, and obviously with you traveling in the van, you mentioned the struggle of being able to find places to swim, but the swim is of the three disciplines. I mean, you've made massive gains from that first race to where you are now from a swimming perspective. You must be pretty chuffed with the way things have gone swim-wise for you.
Yeah, definitely. Swimming's been, it's a challenge for sure. And I read on Slow Twitch the other day, somebody was talking about Lionel Sanders and they called him an adult onset swimmer. And that's definitely what I would classify myself as. It's still a learning process for sure. And I luckily have a pretty good crew that I've been swimming with in Bend, for mornings that I hate waking up for, but, early morning swim groups. And that's been probably the most helpful thing that I've done was join like master swim groups in the morning and swim in the pool with other people that pull you along. And that was the probably the biggest change after just learning to swim the first year and putting in hours.
I was going to say that first year, I mean, you spoke about the gains that you made in that between your first two races and just how much time you took off that swim. What was it? What was the secret to learning to swim and learning to swim well?
I don't know. I still don't know if I would classify myself as swimming well, but
Swimming better. Let me put it that way. Swimming better.
I mean, that first year was definitely just all about putting in hours in the pool and time. Like, I didn't really know what swim workouts were. You know, I didn't know how to swim in intervals in the pool or anything. So most of my swimming was just, I wanted to swim 2,000 meters today. I wanted to swim 3,000 the next day. So it was just about going to the pool and like swimming as long as I could without stopping kind of a thing. But yeah, just time in the water really was what made the biggest difference that year. And YouTube videos, tips on YouTube. That was how I learned that was how I bettered my stroke, I guess, that year was watching stuff on YouTube.
I love it, man. YouTube, you can learn to do anything on YouTube.
Oh, that is so true, man. Especially when we were building the van, YouTube was like that was the key, man. You can build anything with YouTube.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Let's talk about joining the Master Swim Group, because a lot of age groupers will swear by it, that's the thing that's made the biggest difference. And have you got somebody on deck checking stroke, or is it just a case of you get better when you swim with people who are better than you?
Yeah, actually, Matt teaches those classes.
Okay, cool.
Lieto, yeah. And so there's actually four of them a week. I usually do three. And then, so two of them he's in the water with us, and one of them he's on the deck.
Has that made a big difference sort of from a stroke correction point of view and just working on those small technique-y things?
To an extent, yeah. I mean, I don't really get a whole lot of feedback on my stroke, but definitely, like, he's a few times said, like, hey, you're doing this weird thing with your arm. Stop it. Or, like, little things like that, you know?
I hope you don't say to him, but YouTube says.
Yeah, exactly. no, but again, I think a lot of it is just time in the water for sure. That's like, I mean, that's true of any sport, any of the three disciplines is just time doing it.
Absolutely.
It's probably the most important thing.
Curtis, when on the road, I mean, you mentioned one of the big challenges you have is finding bodies of water to swim in. Do you do much stuff sort of out of the pool from a strength perspective that sort of impacts your swim and helps you in the swim, or do you do all the work swim-wise in the water?
You mean like weights or strengthening exercises? Nah, I don't do any of that stuff. No, I don't do anything outside of swimming, biking, and running, really.
Music to my ears, mate. I love that.
Other than snowboarding in the winter, that's my strength training.
Workout wise in the water, what do you love doing? What's your favorite?
Man, that's a tough one. I mean, I love swimming hundreds, cause it's I have like I'm competitive with myself in trying to like swim a faster 100 all the time. So any workout that involves descending 100-meter efforts or something is okay by me for sure.
What are you working on right now from a swim perspective? What are you trying to get better at?
Whew, that's just faster in general. I think some top end speed would really help me out racing professionally, because I lose the feet so fast at the beginning of the guys that I want to hang on to. But I know later in the swim, I could stay on the feet of the faster guys if I could just be there. But I lack that top end speed at the beginning to sort of stay on their feet and be there for sure.
Cool. Well, Curtis, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the podcast, and thanks to Curtis for sharing some of his Ironman swim advice with us, and thanks to Wheel Science for sponsoring this edition of the podcast. If you want to get yourself all the performance of world-class race wheels at half the price, make sure you go check out Wheel Science. Okay, the URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. You can also just click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this podcast on there now. There's a link that says check out Wheel Science. Click on it and go check out their unbelievable range of wheels. And like I said, at a fraction of the price that you will be paying with some of the big name brands. So all the performance is there, as like I said, from at half the price. So URL, once again, thekonaedge.com/wheels, and use the coupon code KonaEdge at checkout to get 10% off. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.